Igor Stravinsky is so thoroughly associated with modern music, we forget that his roots were in the 19th century. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviews two new recordings of Stravinsky's early vocal music, including his first opera.
The early compositions of Stravinsky are now as far away from us as Beethoven was from Stravinsky. Yet some people are still wary of Stravinsky's unsettling modernism. They want something more soothing or tuneful. A new CD includes two of his most appealing earlier works, pieces that should charm even music lovers with the most conservative taste. His first opera, Le Rossignol, is a fairy tale opera based on Hans Christian Andersen's satirical story, The Emperor and the Nightingale. Stravinsky started working on the first act in 1908, while he was still very much under the influence of his mentor, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, as well as Tchaikovsky and an exciting contemporary French composer, Claude Debussy. It's full of folk-like tunes and mysterious, dreamy sonorities. He put the score away for 6 years, working on other pieces, like The Firebird, which owes some of its own magical qualities to Le Rossignol. When Stravinsky finally went back to this opera, he was much more a 20th-century composer, with not only Firebird, but also Petrushka and The Rite of Spring under his belt. His rhythms and harmonies were more complex, his tone more ironic. This opera is not exactly stylistically coherent, but it remains enchanting. A new recording has one of today's most captivating singers in the title role, the French coloratura soprano Nathalie Dessay. I saw her recently on stage, and she stole the show. She's an adorable comedienne, a diminutive firecracker, utterly uninhibited, and with a dazzling voice that can do practically anything, and with real character. Here's Dessay as the Nightingale, singing to persuade death to allow the Emperor to live. This disc also includes Stravinsky's rambunctious, tragicomic barnyard fable, Renard. John Conlon leads the orchestra and chorus of the Paris National Opera with refined panache. There's also a new boxed set of Stravinsky recordings of his own music, with the original jacket art and liner notes. Most of these discs have been available before, but if you don't have them, they're a treasure. I'd like to play you another one of Stravinsky's early vocal works, The Russian Maiden Song, an aria from his little-known one-act comic opera, Mavra, but in Stravinsky's transcription for violin and piano. The performers are Stravinsky himself and the great Hungarian violinist Joseph Szigeti, practically singing the soprano part. It's on a special bonus disc with several other historic recordings that have never been available on CD before. Stravinsky was the greatest composer of the last century. If you're one of the holdouts who still haven't caught up with this marvelous music, what are you waiting for?
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.